The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a preliminary report on the flight scene crash that killed 5 people earlier this month. On the evening of August 4th, a de Havilland Beaver operated by K2 Aviation was on a one-hour flight seeing tour when it crashed into a steep ridge southwest of Denali known as Thunder Mountain. The report says the pilot, later identified as Craig Lason, reached K2's Talkeetna offices by satellite phone a few minutes after the crash. Lason told ground personnel that the plane had impacted a mountain and that people on board needed rescue. The first call only lasted a couple of minutes before the signal was lost. After multiple further attempts, contact was reestablished. Lason said at the time that he was trapped in the wreckage of the plane and that there were 2 possible fatalities on board. Later that evening, the National Park Service launched a search and rescue helicopter, but poor weather conditions prevented rangers from reaching the crash site. For the next 36 hours, Park Service and military aircraft continued to attempt to spot the downed plane. On the morning of August 6th, Denali National Park mountaineering ranger Chris Erickson was able to reach the crash site while suspended from a rescue helicopter. While there, Erickson confirmed that 4 of the 5 people on board were deceased but could not see the plane's 5th occupant. With the weather closing in, Erickson had only about 5 minutes to survey the wreckage. 4 days later, a longer short-haul mission was launched, and rangers were able to locate the 5th and final occupant of the plane. All 4 passengers were Polish citizens. Their names have not been released. NTSB investigator David Williams traveled to the scene of the accident and writes that the airplane broke into multiple pieces after colliding with the ridge. In a statement last week, National Park Service personnel stated that conditions on Thunder Mountain are too dangerous to attempt a recovery of the aircraft and its occupants.